Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, mit sagt es Klayim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Ein Nevi an Ilan be Ilan, you can't graft a branch from one type of a tree to a different type of tree. For that matter, Yarak be Yarak, one vegetable to the other vegetable, can't mix them together. V'loi Ilan be Yarak, can't put together a tree and a vegetable, v'loi Yarak be Ilan, or a vegetable onto a tree. Rabbi Yehuda matir Yarak be Ilan. Rabbi Yehuda says, trees and vegetables, that's not a problem. Because when you try to graft, put together fruit trees and vegetables, it doesn't really get together well. So you're not accomplishing that much. That's not called, like, mixing. It's not called klayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to graft, like we learned before, olives and pomegranates, and a whole new peri comes out of it, that's a real graft. But a vegetable onto a tree, or a tree onto a vegetable, you're not going to get a new kind of a peri or a new kind of a vegetable. Now, it's going to draw from each other, the vegetable from the peri or the peri from the vegetable, but it won't be mamish, a new thing, which we never saw before. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Bat Tanura explains that the iser of klai ilan is to graft two types of trees. What you actually do is you take the branch and you connect it into another tree. It forms together. It begins to grow as one tree. But the iser is only, let's say, from one fruit tree to another fruit tree. Or even if you're going to take an ilan sirak, a tree that doesn't produce any fruit, and you'll graft it into a fruit tree, or the other way around, that you can't do. How's about grafting a branch of an ilan sirak into a ilan sirak, a branch from a tree that doesn't produce any fruit into a tree that doesn't produce any fruit? So both don't produce any fruit. You're not creating a new mean over here. Then it's mutter. You ever eat a grapefruit? What's a grapefruit? It's when you mix two trees together. I think an orange and a lemon tree. So are we allowed to eat the grapefruit? And the answer is yes. You never heard of the iser on grapefruits, did you? Well, the answer is, even though you're not allowed to graft it, well, the ma'aseh, what comes out is mutter bi'achila by klei ilan. Let me ask you something. Is there any difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? I mean, normally things have to do with the ground are only in Eretz Yisrael. Well, this iser of grafting trees is both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. And that's because in the pasuk, the mixing of trees is compared to the mixing of a behema. And just like when it comes to not working, let's say, with a shara chamar, there's no difference whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or not. That's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, that's not connected to the ground. The grafting of trees, where it's aser, is aser both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Interestingly enough, seeds, even though it's also learned from this pasuk, is only in Eretz Yisrael. You ever eat a grapefruit? Grapefruit comes from a combination of different peiros. I'm not sure. I think an orange and a lemon. How come you're allowed to eat it? And the answer is that we ever learn here you're not allowed to eat it? You're not supposed to graft the trees. If a person does so, he's chayav malchus with hasra. But the peiros that come out are mutter bi'achila. Even for the person that was over the iser. That's when it comes to fruit trees. Not by vineyards. There we're going to see that it's aser even b'hanah. So it's interesting. The grapefruit itself is mutter, but you're not allowed to keep trees that have been grafted together, even if it happened on its own. One is mechuyev to uproot it. Now, that's the first grapefruit that came out of the orange and the lemon. That's the tree you would have to uproot. But later grapefruit trees that are coming on their own, there the issa would not apply.